Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ned Yost. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Deion James. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Kochenour. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Glenn Gulliver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost bunts towards the mound. Palmer juggles the ball. That's an error on Palmer. Simmons scores. Manning moves to third. Yost moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning scores. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Yost scores. Moore moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-1 in the game. Gantner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Yount reaches second base with a double. Dan Marocchiello now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-1 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 7-0, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-0 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Manning moves to second. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. James hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Kochenour covering, for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Lowenstein moves to second. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver takes first base on ball 4. Lowenstein moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gulliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is hit by the pitch. John Stefero pinch runs for Rick Dempsey. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stefero moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Stefero moves to third. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Stefero now catching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a pop-up towards third. Gulliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Murray reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. It's 7-1, Brewers. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gulliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles won. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. James hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Stefero moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Stefero moves to third. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gantner strikes out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Murray strikes out. 1 out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gulliver hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Singleton moves to second. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 2 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Todd Cruz now playing second base. Mike Young now playing left field. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stefero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stefero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stefero moves to second. 1 out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kochenour picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kochenour. Steffiro scores. Dwyer moves to third. Ripken moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Brewers. Jim Slayton now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dwyer tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, Brewers. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gulliver takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Steffiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steffiro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Steffiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gulliver moves to third. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bumbry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gulliver scores. Steffiro moves to second. It's 7-4, Brewers. Pete Ladd now pitching. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Steffiro moves to third. Bumbry moves to second. Tito Landrum pinch runs for Jim Dwyer. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steffiro scores. Bumbry moves to third. Landrum moves to second. It's 7-5, Brewers. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-7, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. John Shelby now playing center field. Tito Landrum now playing right field. Len Saucotton now playing second base. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Stefiro and he is safe. Yount steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Cooper strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-8, Orioles. Mark Brouhard pinch hits for Rick Manning. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 9, Orioles, 9. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Orioles 9. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Brouhard now playing left field. Deion James now playing center field. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gulliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Len Saucotta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saucotta takes first base on ball 4. Gulliver moves to second. John Stefiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefiro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stefiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gulliver scores. Saucotta moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 9. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.